Shaykh and Purim, everybody. Today's daf is Yevamos Daf Yud. We're going to backtrack a little bit to Daf Teslam and Beis, to the top of Teslam and Beis, because it's all one Inyan. Today's shir is sponsored by Dr. David Lander and Arva's Wife and Children. It's also sponsored by Ellen and Avi Freilich in memory of Avi's father, Rabbi Yitzchak Dov Freilich, whose 20th yahrzeit was Tuesday. We thank both sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So we're in the middle of a sugya that, begadol, it's easy to explain what it's talking about. The first mission of the Masechta started out with 15 different arayos that not only do they not do yibum, they pater their tzaros from yibum. So the Gemara had suggested, Levi had suggested, that there should be a 16th on the list, and Rab said, you must have lost your brains if you think that there should be a 16th on the list. So the Gemara was trying to figure out why Rab thought Levi must have lost his brains to think that there should be a 16th on the list. What was wrong with suggesting that a Nusas Aviv is on the list? So the Gemara is going to have three possibilities of what was wrong with suggesting that a Nusas Aviv is on the list, and we're going to discuss. We had one of the possibilities yesterday, we're going to bring that up again today, and we're going to have two more possibilities in today's daf. That's Begadol. So it's easy to follow Begadol. When you get into the weeds, that's where you get. You're already Yotzei Adelo Yada by learning Daf Tes and Daf Yod and Maseches Yevamos. So you don't have to. So that's where we get into the challenge. So let's just backtrack a little bit. We had said that the first answer as to why Rav was unhappy with Levi's suggestion that a Nusas Aviv should be item number 16 on the list was that he thought Piplukta Lo Kamayri, that there's nothing in our Perek, there's no Mishnah in our Perek that gets involved in anything that's subject to Machlokas. That it's we're just not dealing with anything that's subject to Machlokas, and a Nusas Aviv would be subject to Machlokas. So the Gemara is trying to prove that that's not true, that we do have Mishnayis in our Perek that deal with issues that are really subject to machlokas that are not universally agreed upon. So one of the suggestion that we're making on Tesam and Beis as to what is subject to machlokas, what about our parak is subject to machlokas, needs the following background. We're going to have a Mishnah on Daf Chavav Amid Aleph. Chavav Amid Aleph is in Perak Arba Achim. It's called Perak Arba Achim because you guessed it, it's about four brothers. If you have four brothers and two of them are married to two sisters, and then the husbands of the two sisters die without any children, so their wives do chalitza to one of the remaining brothers, but they're not allowed to do yibum with either of the remaining brothers. And the reason they're not allowed to do yibum with either of the remaining brothers is that they have a zikas yibum, but each one is an achos zukukaso. Each one is a sister of a woman who is also zakuk to that person, the yibum. And achos zukukaso, you're not allowed to do yibum on. The Mishnah then says that if one of those sisters is usher to one of those brothers, as an iser erva, meaning one of those sisters is usher to one of the surviving brothers as an erva, other than being, you know, his brother's wife, so other than being achos zukukaso, he is usher only to her, and that guy is now allowed to marry her sister, because since the erva would be pater from chalitza and yibam entirely, so the other woman is no longer achosu kukaso. If one of the sisters is usher to me as an erva, so there's no zika at all. So therefore, her sister is not achosu kukaso. Then you'd be able to do yibam on it. If one of the sisters was usher to one of the brothers as nisar erva, and there's no more zika, and the other sister was usher to with that same iser to the other brother, then both of them could do yibum. Meaning, if you have left Levi and Yehuda, and Sarah and Rachel are the two women, and Sarah is an erva to Levi, and Rachel is an erva to Yehuda, see, each one could do yibum with the other brother because they're not achos zukukaso, since there was never any zika with someone who is an erva. So this is what the Gemara says on the top of fourth line of Daf Tes Amud Beis. The Gemara asks that you want to have a case where you have, you want me to prove to you that in our Perek we have Mishnayos that are subject to Machlokas. V'ha'amar av Yudah amar Rav, v'chein Tani Rebbe Chiya, Bikulan, that in all the 15 arayos that are mentioned in our Mishnah, in the first Mishnah of this Masechta, ani koriban, I can apply the din in the Mishnah that we're going to have in Perek Arba Achim, that Asura Lazeh, Muteres Lazeh, asura lezeh, mutaris lezeh. The din that we just applied, that if one of the sisters is an erva to one of the surviving brothers, and the other sister is an erva to the other surviving brother, then there's going to be yibum, because asura lezeh is mutaris lezeh. If a woman is asur to one of the brothers as an erva, she is by definition mutar to the other brother. And if the other woman is asur to the other brother as an erva, she's by definition mutar to the other brother. Now that would apply, that could work for any of the 15 arayos that we have in our Mishnah. Meaning, each sister is asur to one of the brothers as any of the 15 arayos in the Mishnah, and you could set up the case. So, achosa sheyevemta choleta omisyevemis. And therefore, if woman number one is asur to brother number one as an erva, then woman number two is going to be allowed to do yibum with brother number one, and woman number one is going to be allowed to do yibum with brother number two. Rabbi Yehuda Metargim, Rabbi Yehuda says, yeah, when Rabbi Chiya says this din, that every one of the 15 arayos in our Mishnah, you can say that statement of asur lezeh, mutaris lezeh, he doesn't really mean every one of the 15. He means mechamoso ve'elach, that only from the arayos of a mother-in-law and on that are listed in the Mishnah, meaning only the last nine. Aval shita bavi dereisha, but the first six arayos that are mentioned in our Mishnah, which are bito, bas bino, bas ishto, bas bita, bas bina, they're all daughter-related arayos, lo. They're not going to be included in this din, that shtei achios, that two sisters, ha'asura lezeh, muteris lezeh, v'asura lezeh, muteris lezeh. My taima, why don't we include any daughter relationships in this category of asura lezeh, muteris lezeh, and asura lezeh, muteris lezeh, given to bito, because when you have an erva of bito, if you were to have two sisters, one of them is a daughter of one of the surviving brothers, and the other one is a daughter of the other surviving brother. So be'onsin mishkachasa, but you would only be able to set up such a case if Rachman al son, the case was that there was a lot of rape going on, that there was a lot of ones going on. Meaning, here's how the case would go: you'd have Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda, who are all brothers. So imagine such a family. Reuven is Ma'anes Sarah. And they have a child, Rachel. And then Shimon is Ma'anes Sarah, and they have Leah as a daughter. So Sarah has had the misfortune of being nenas by two brothers, by both Reuven and Shimon, both of which produced children, right? Both of which produced daughters. So Rachel, the daughter of Reuven, and Leah, the daughter of Shimon, are brothers from the mother, are sisters rather from the mother. They're sisters who share the same mother. They have different fathers. Their fathers are brothers with each other, Reuven and Shimon, but they have sisters from their sisters from the same mother. Now Levi marries Rachel, a third brother marries Rachel, the daughter of Reuven, and a fourth brother, Yehuda, marries her sister, Leah, the daughter of Shimon. And now Levi and Yehuda die without any children. So now their wives are facing a Yibum situation with Reuven and Shimon, the original criminals, right? With Reuven and Shimon, that's who they fall to Yibum. So Rachel is Reuven's daughter, though. So there's not going to be any Zika there. So she's muteris to Shimon. She's allowed to do Yibum with Shimon, and she's not asura to him because of Achasu Kukaso, because her sister Leah is an erva on Shimon. Her sister Leah is Shimon's daughter, and there's no Zika between Leah and Shimon. Leah is the daughter of Shimon, so she's asura to Shimon because she's bito of Shimon, but she's allowed to do Yibum with Reuven. So that's how you could set up a case of a bito case where Asura Lezez, Mutaris Lezez, and Asura Lezez, Mutaris Lezez, but it only works for Ones. It only works to set up such a case in a case of Ones. But this is not a story, right? I'm getting a lot of emails that these are terrible things. This is not a story. This didn't happen. We're describing halachos. We're developing the theoretical constructs. There aren't real people. There's no Reuven. There's no Shimon. Okay, good. So, I mean, there is a biblical Reuven and Shimon, but they wouldn't do things like this. So, b'nisuin lo mishkachasa, but you would never be able to set up a case of nisuin in such a way. Meaning, you would never have a case where there's a legitimate marriage that produces children, where you're going to have two daughters of the two surviving brothers that asura lezeh is mutaris lezeh, because that each one is going to be mutter to the other brother. Because if Reuven married Sarah and gave birth to Rachel, they had Rachel. It's impossible that then Sarah would marry Shimon.
Because even if Reuven divorces Sarah, she's usher to marry. Shimon's not allowed to marry her. She's grushas achiv. So you could never have a case of two sisters who share the same mother who are daughters of two different brothers. It would never happen unless there was an ones. And that's why the case of ervas bito, of an erva being a daughter, cannot be a case of asur l'zeh mutar l'zeh unless it's ba'onsin. It can never be with a real nisuin. And nisuin kamairi, ba'onsin, lo kamairi. We can't be talking about a case of ones in our mission. We must be talking about more normal types of situations. A case of a nisuin. So that's why the first six are out. That's why the first six relationships in our Mishnah are not connected to the Mishnah on Chavav of Asura Lezeh, Mutaris Lezeh, and Asura Lezeh is Mutaris Lezeh. Well, only the first one is about a daughter, but the other five are also daughter related. So we say once we knock out the daughter from that category, we knock out all six. So therefore, Abaye Mitargim, Abaye says, no. You know what the connection is between the Mishnah on Chavav and our Mishnah? Af bito, you could even include daughter in that connection. Even though you can only have a case of daughters that are muteris l'zeh, asur l'zeh, asur l'zeh, muteris l'zeh, in the case of ones, af bito me'anusah. So, kivin dashkuche mishkachsa, ibaye mina onsin tahavi, ibaye mina nisuin tahavi, aval eisha zachv shloi ba'olam olo. That we could be talking about a case of ones. It's possible that we are talking about a case of ones. But you know which case is excluded? Only the last case is excluded. The case of Eishas Achiv Shelo Haya Ba'olamo. That can never be. You can never have a case of Eishas Achiv Shelo Haya Ba'olamo of a brother that was born after the first brother died where Asur L'Zeh Mutaris L'Zeh, where you have two women facing two brothers and one of them is Eishas Achiv Shelo Haya Ba'olamo to one and the other one is Eishas Achiv Shelo Haya Ba'olamo to the other. That you can't set up such case. My Taima, why does Abaye say that you can't set up such a case in our Mishnah of Eishas Achiv Shelo? Here's how it would work out. Kivan to the Rabbi Shimon and the Mishkachasa, that idea of Asur L'Zeh Mutar L'Zeh, Asur L'Zeh Mutar L'Zeh works for Eishes Ach Shalai Ba'olamo only according to Rabbi Shimon. But the Rabbanon lo Mishkachasa, such a mitzia, such a possibility cannot exist according to the Rabbanon. And Beplukta lo Kamairi, and we're not getting involved in a case that's subject to Machlokas, because our Mishnayos don't talk about cases that are subject to Machlokas. What does it mean that it only works according to Rabbi Shimon and it doesn't work according to the Rabbanan? Rabbi Shimon says that an Eishes Ach Shelo Haya Ba'olamo is only going to become Aser if the brother was born before the brother was Miyabim, the brother that was Ba'olamo was Miyabim the woman. But if the second brother was Miyabim the woman and then the third brother was born and then the second brother dies without any children, so she can do Yibum with him. It's not a problem, Eishes Ach Shelo Haya Ba'olamo. So if you were to have Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, and Reuven dies, Levi isn't born yet, so you only have Reuven and Shimon. Reuven dies, Levi isn't even born yet, and then Shimon does Yibum on Reuven's wife, and then Levi is born. That's a case of Eishes Achiv Shelo Haya Ba'olamo. So if Shimon had done the Yibum, and then Levi was born, and then Shimon dies, Levi can do Yibum on her, because he was Ba'olamo together with Shimon. So according to Rabbi Shimon's Shita, according to that Shita, you can have a din of sisters even by Eishes Ach Shelo Haya Ba'olamo. Here's the case. Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda are brothers. Rachel and Leah are sisters. Reuven marries Rachel, Shimon marries Leah. Reuven dies without any children, so Rachel is now facing a Yibum situation with all of the surviving brothers. And then after that, another brother is born. Yisachar is born. So Rachel, who's Reuven's wife, is Aser to Yisachar because it's Eishes Ach Shelo Haya Ba'olamo. Yisachar was not around at the time that Reuven was alive. And then Levi is Miyabim Rachel, Reuven's wife. Levi is Miyabim Rachel, Reuven's wife. And then Shimon also dies without children. And now Leah has to face Yibum for all the surviving brothers. And then Zvulun is born. Another brother is born after that. So Leah, who's Shimon's wife, cannot marry Zvulun because that's Eishes Achiv Shelo Haya Ba'olamo. So Yehuda marries Leah, Shimon's wife. And now Levi's married to Reuven. Reuven's original wife. Yehuda's married to Shimon's original wife. And now both Levi and Yehuda die without children. So now the only people remaining are Yisachar and Zvulun. So according to Rabbi Shimon, Rachel is asur to Yisachar because it's Eshes Reuven Shalohaya Ba'olamo at the same time as Yisachar. But she's Muteris to Zvulun, who was born after she was Nisyavim to Levi. So it's not Achosu Kukaso because Leah, the sister, is not Zakuk to him. Leah is asur to Zvulun because she was Eshes Shimon, who was Lohaya Ba'olamo of Zvulun. But she's Muteris to Yisachar because Yisachar was Ba'olamo Shal Shimon. And therefore it's not Achosu Kukaso. So since Rachel, her sister, because Rachel, her sister, doesn't have that Zika, but according to the Rabbanan, Rachel is also to Zvulun also, because he was not Ba'olamo Shal Reuven, he was not Ba'olamo. It didn't matter whether he did Yibum before he was born, after he was born. It wouldn't matter according to the Rabbanan. It's always Eishasach V'Shalai Ba'olamo. If he was born after his brother died, according to the Rabbanan, automatically he's Eishasach V'Shalai Ba'olamo. So both surviving brothers would both be Eishasach V'Shalai Ba'olamo to both women. So you wouldn't have a case. So the case only works according to Rabbi Shimon and Beplukta Lo Kamari. We're not getting involved in cases of Machlokas. So it says the Gemara of Rav Safra Matargim. Rav Safra says, now you want to know how to fit the Mishnah and Daf Chavav. With our Mishnah so far, we had two approaches. One approach was the Mishnah and Daf Chavav that says, Asur L'Zem Mutar L'Zeh, Asur L'Zem Mutar L'Zeh, applies to the last 9 cases in the Mishnah. Then the second approach was, no, it applies to all 15 except for the last one, except for the one about Eish HaZach V'Shloi Ba'olamo. Rav Safra Matargim, Af Eish HaZach V'Shloi Ba'olamo Mishkachas, No, it can apply to all the cases as long as you're willing to say that we're locking in Kashitas Rabbi Shimon. Like we just set it up, according to Rabbi Shimon, you can have a case of Eshesach V'Shloi Ba'olamo where one of the women is Eshesach V'Shloi Ba'olamo to one of the surviving brothers, the other woman is Eshesach V'Shloi Ba'olamo to the other of the surviving brothers, and therefore each one could do Yibum with the one that they're not Eshesach V'Shloi Ba'olamo with. The Simonayich, Meis Nola V'Yabim, Meis Nola V'Yabim. The Gemara has a much more concise way of expressing the case that I just mentioned, and that is meis nola viabim, meis nola viabim. 6 easy words. Brother dies, another brother's born, there's yibum. The brother dies, another brother's born, and there's yibum. And that's how it works out. But the bottom line is, according to Rav Safra, Rabbi Chia taught in this klal of shtei achios, even in a case that only works according to Rabbi Shimon and does not work according to the Chachamim. And that's why we're bringing all of this. You see that at least according to that daya, we are talking about cases that are subject to machlokas. Again, how did we start this whole conversation? Levi came along and said, there's a 16th arayos. What about Anus HaSaviv? And Rav said, your brains fell out of your head. Anus HaSaviv doesn't belong. So we want to know, why did Rav think Anus HaSaviv doesn't belong? So the first suggestion why Rav thought Anus HaSaviv doesn't belong is because our entire parak doesn't deal with any case of machlokas. Now the Gemara just proved that we do talk about cases of machlokas, because if you reconcile the Mishnah of Chavav with our Mishnah in such a way that you're locking our Mishnah into Shitas Rabbi Shimon, then you see that our Mishnah is getting involved in a machlokas. It's only going like Shitas Rabbi Shimon and not like the Shita of the Rabbanan. El Rabbi Hani Klali Lesley. Rabbi doesn't agree to this klal that Rabbi Chia set up, that with every one of the arayos you could say Hasur L'Zem Muteres L'Zev, Hasur L'Zem Muteres L'Zev. He thinks that Eishasach V'Shloi Ba'olamo does not apply, because you cannot say Hasur L'Zem Muteres L'Zev. Rebbe obviously would not have held that way, and that's why Rebbe rejected Levi's suggestion of having the 16th arayos, because Rebbe thinks that there is no plukta, there is no case of machlokas in our parak. So now the Gemara says a second possible reason why Rebbe might have rejected Levi. There are a total of 3 possible reasons. So even if that part was confusing, but again, just back to the basics, that Levi had suggested Anus HaSaviv should have been one of the arayos in the Mishnah, and Rebbe said, that's crazy, it does not belong in the Mishnah. So far we had one explanation why Rebbe thought it does not belong in the Mishnah. Now we're up to explanation number 2, why Rebbe thinks it does not belong in the Mishnah. So the Gemara explains, Rav Adar Karchina Kamei de Rav Kahana Omar Mishmei de Rava. Rav Adar Karchina said in front of Rav Kahana in the name of Rava, Leolim Isle the Rabbi Hani Klali. Really, Rabbi holds the Klal of Rabbi Chia that all of the Arayos in our Mishnah could be set up as a case of Hasru L'Zeh Mutaris L'Zeh. V'achi Kamerle, what Rabbi was rejecting Rabbi Levi about was as follows. Imo anusas aviv bechada mishkachasla, but betarti loka mishkachasla. If it's a mother who's anusas aviv, which is the 16th arayos that you're suggesting, you could find it in one case where hasur lezeh is mutaris lezeh, but you won't have it by both sisters. You can never have where both sisters are an aishas are imo anusas aviv to one of the brothers and not to the other one of the brothers. Why can't it be by both? Because Yaakov shtei achios anas. Because if Yaakov was ma'anes two sisters, he's ma'anes, let's say, Rachel and Leah, and Rachel gives birth to Levi, and Leah gives birth to Yehuda. So Yaakov has two other sons from another wife, Reuven and Shimon. So it turns out that Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda are all brothers with the same father. Reuven marries Rachel, Anusas Aviv, who's Levi's mother. Shimon marries her sister Leah, who's Anusas Aviv and is Yehuda's mother. And then Reuven and Shimon die without any children. Then, in a chinami, you're going to have a case of two sisters that are both facing Yibum with their own sons. That you can have. But it's not going to be that Asura Lezeh is Mutaris Lezeh, because just like each one is Asur to her own son, because they are their mother of that son, they're also Asur to the other woman, because it's Achos Imo. So you're not going to have Asura Lezeh Mutaris Lezeh. It's just going to be Asur to both of them, to both of the women, because each woman is going to be Achos Imo. V'ishtei Nachrias Anas. And if Yaakov was Ma'anes, two women who had no previous relationship with each other, and they gave birth. These women had Levi and Yehuda, and then these women who are anusos got married to Reuven and Shimon, Yaakov's other sons, and Reuven and Shimon died, and now they're facing Levi and Yehuda, their own sons, for a situation of yibum. Hasur lezeh mutaris lezeh mishkachasa. This will be a real case of hasur lezeh mutaris lezeh. Reuven's wife is mutter to Levi, Shimon's wife is mutter to Yehuda, but achos but it's not going to be achosu shehi eventa, because the ikur chiddush of the Mishnah is that even a person who's asur ba achosu kukaso, but if the zukuka is asur to him because of an erva, she's not considered zukukaso at all, and therefore her sister is muteris to him. And when they're both nachrios to each other, they're not related to each other, there's no isur of achosu kuka at all. So you understand why the Mishnah doesn't say imo anusas aviv. So that is explanation number two, why Rav rejects Levi's suggestion of Imo Anusas Aviv being on the list in the Mishnah, because Imo Anusas Aviv will not fit with Asur Lezeh Mutaris Lezeh. It just can't work. You can't set up a case where both, each brother is Imo Anusas Aviv to one of the women that are facing Yibum, but not to the other. A third explanation why Rav rejects Levi's case. Rav Ashi Amar Liolam Lesle the Rebbe Hani Klali. Rebbe doesn't hold the whole klal of Rebbe Chia that Asur Lezeh Mutaris Lezeh has to fit into our Mishnah and Daf Beis at all. So you don't have to say that all the arayos in our Mishnah that you could apply to all of the arayos in our Mishnah the concept of Asur Lezeh Mutaris Lezeh. So Beplukta and Beplukta Kamairi, and it could be that the Mishnah is even talking about things that are subject to Machlokas. But the reason why it says that Rav rejected Levi's suggestion. Why did Rav tell Levi that it seems like you don't have a brain in your head? This is what he said to him. Why weren't you medayik from the words of the Mishnah itself? That our Mishnah has to be the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. So since the Mishnayos in our parak are going like Rabbi Yehuda, the Mishnah cannot be including Anusas Aviv as one of the rayos that patters the other women from Chalitza and Yibum. Because Lashitaso, she's also to the other brothers as well. Meaning when someone is Anusas Aviv, according to Rabbi Yehuda, she's also to all the brothers. She's not only also to one of the brothers. So it turns out that anyone who's not Ashes Achiv is not going to pater the Tzara, because there's no Pater of Tzara unless there's an Isra of Ashes Ach. So you wouldn't have a case of Ashes Achiv. And the Raya that we're going like Rabbi Yehuda, Tikatani, because the Mishnah on Daf Yud Gimel Amar Aleph is going to say, Shesh Arayos Chamurus Me'elu, that there are six other Arayos that are more Chamur than the Tesvav, than the 15 Arayos that are mentioned in the Mishnah. Because the 15 Arayos that are mentioned in the Mishnah are only Asr to the Yavam, but they're Mutter to the Brother. brothers of the Yavam. Meaning, my daughter is asr to me, but is mutter to my brother, my sister, all the different arayos that you have are mutter to the other brothers. But there are six arayos that are so chamor that if she's asr to one brother, she's asr to all of the brothers. And they are the and those, they are more chamor in that way than the 15 that are listed in our Mishnah. And since they're only married to other people, they're not allowed to be married to the brother of the Yavam, they'll never have a case of Yibam in such a case. So any tzara is going to be mutter, because we have a halacha that an erva does not aser the tzara unless it's a situation of Yibam. So, and they are, these six arayos are Imo, Eshes Aviv, Achos Aviv, and the Gemara doesn't list the rest, but they are Achoso Me Aviv, and Eshes Achi Aviv, and Eshes Achiv Me Aviv. So the Gemara brings the raya from the Mishnah, this must be going like Rabbi Yehuda. My Imo, when he lists on the same list, he lists Imo and he lists Eshes Aviv. He lists a mother and he says your father's wife. What does Imo mean? Ilema Nesuas Aviv. If it means your mother who is married to your father, Hainu Eshes Aviv. That's exactly the case of Eshes Aviv. Elulava must be Anusas Aviv. That Imo doesn't mean Eshes Aviv. Imo means Anusas Aviv. V'katani, and it says that Anusas Aviv is Mepnei Shein Nesuas Acherim. By definition, will not pater their tzaros because they have to be married to other people. They can't be married to one of the brothers. L'Acherim in La'achno. They can only be married to somebody else. They cannot be married to one of the brothers. Man Shamed Leidis Lehai Svara. Who's the Tana that holds that the brothers are also Aser to Anusas Aviv, even though it's not their own mother, that Anusas Aviv is actually an Isser? Rabbi Yehuda, that's Rabbi Yehuda, the Aser Banusas Aviv, who Asers Anusas Aviv, even if it's not your mother. Misham Hachi Lo Tanilei. And that's why our Mishnah didn't list number 16. Because you're right, Arayos number 16, Imo that is Anusas Aviv, would fit if you hold that Imo, who is Anusas Aviv, could have been married to one of your brothers. Because then you could face a Yivam situation with Imo that's Anusas Aviv. But Rabbi Yehuda is the author of all the Mishnayos in the first parak. And Rabbi Yehuda holds that Imo Anusas Aviv could have never been married to any of your brothers anyway. Because they're all Aser to Anusas Aviham. They're all Aser to the Anusa of their own father. So Imo Anusas Aviv would not have been one of the cases that Rabbi Yehuda ever could have suggested. So Amalei Ravina Ravashi, Ravina says Ravashi, really? But Rabbi Yehuda Nami Mishkachza, you can come up with a case where it's Imo Anusas Aviv, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Di Avar Vinasiv. Just come up with a case that the guy, we're not talking about Tzadikim over here. You just need to set up a construct, right? So Imo Anusas Aviv is Aser to, let's say like Rabbi Yehuda, that Imo Anusas, that Anusas Aviv is Aser to everybody. No one's allowed to marry a woman that their father was Ma'anis. But it's not one of the Arayos. That's just a Losase. So if one of the brothers is the daughter of the Anus, is the son rather of the Anusas Aviv, so she is Imo Anusas Aviv, and the other brothers is just Anusas Aviv, one of the other brothers might have done the Avera of marrying her and then went and died. And now the guy faces is a situation of Yibam with Imo Anusas Aviv. So that could have made it into the Mishnah. As long as you're willing to make a case in our Mishnah where someone did something wrong, which, you know, as long as you're willing to make a case in the Mishnah where the guy violated a lo saseh. So it says, we're not willing to do that. The cases in our Mishnah can't be where there was an Isser in one of the marriages, that the marriage itself was be'isr. We're only talking about marriages that were beheter. So since there is, according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's a lav of Anusas Aviv, you can never have a case where you're facing Yibum with Imo Anusas Aviv, because all of your brothers would not have been allowed to marry her because she's Anusas Avihem as well. So Amalei Ravashi l'Ravkana, Ravashi says to Ravkana, below the Inami Mishkachsa, I can come up with a case without the mace having violated the Isser of marrying Anusas Aviv. Here's the case. Yaakov Anas Kalaso. Yaakov is Ma'anes, his daughter-in-law. Yaakov has a son, Reuven. Reuven is married to a wonderful lady named Sarah. Yaakov is then Ma'anes Sarah. So he violates a few terrible isurim. He violates an isur being Ma'anes, a woman. He violates the isur of Kalaso. He violates the isur of Eishas Ish. So Yaakov is not winning any prizes. But V'holen Mimena Bain. But Yaakov, when being Ma'anes Kalaso, has a child from that. And that child is Shimon. So Shimon turns out to be the son of Sarah, who is his brother's wife. Right, Sarah is his brother's wife and also his mom. Right, so Shimon has Sarah is his brother's wife and also his mom. Yaakov is his dad and his grandfather. But okay, we'll get to Yaakov is not important over here. But Sarah is just a funny one. But Sarah is his brother's wife and also his mother. Umeis Reuven below Banim, and then Reuven dies without any children. Vinafla, now Reuven's wife Sarah Kamebra is facing her own son for Yibum. Migo dii Asira, since she's Aser because it's Ervas Imo, so Tsarasanami Asira. All the other wives of Reuven are also going to be Aser, and they're Pat from Chalitza and Yibum, like any Tsaras Erva. So we still have the Kasha. Why doesn't our Mishnah say Imo as one of the Arayos that Patus Tsarasehen? Why don't we listen to Mother as one of the Arayos that Patus Tsarasehen? It doesn't involve the brother having involved himself in an Aser marriage. He came into existence by terrible things happening higher up in the family, but the brother, Reuven, didn't do anything wrong. It was Yaakov that did everything wrong. Reuven didn't involve himself in an Aser marriage. Yeah, but we're talking about brotherhood that was created in Heter. This is a brotherhood that was created by Iser, meaning Shimon was only born because Yaakov was Ma'anes, Reuven's wife. And then, so that was an Achvasa that was created, only by Iser was not created at all by Heter. So even though the Rebbe responded to Levi, what are we looking for? So even though Rebbe responded to Levi, the Gemara says Levi at where is that? So that's why Ervas Imo Anusasav is not mentioned in the Mishnah, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, you can't have that she's Nesua to the brother Beheter unless he's Nolad Al Yudea Bias Iser by Yaakov doing this terrible thing. So now the Gemara brings that Levi himself added into the Mishnah Imo Anusasav, meaning even though Rav was not at all happy about this, and Rav said, to suggest such a thing, Levi had it incorporated in his Mishnah. Levi had 16 arayos incorporated in his Mishnah. The afal pikein, even though Rebbe had said, to anyone who wants to put Imo and Nusasav into the Mishnah, afal pikein, abadka Levi b'masnise, Levi added it into the Mishnah, into these Mishnayos, Imo and Nusasav. And even though our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yehuda, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, you'll never find a case of Ima Anusas Aviv that's going to pater the Tzara unless she marries the brother Be'isser, Levi holds, our Mishnah could be talking about a case of Di'i, a case where the marriage happened Be'isser, that he doesn't hesitate to suggest that our Mishnah might have been talking about such a case. Ditani Levi, because Levi taught in his Girsa of our Mishnah, Imo pa'amim poteres tzarasa, pa'amim eina poteres tzarasa. Your mother will sometimes exempt the tzaros from doing yibum, and sometimes will not exempt the tzaros from doing yibum. Ketzad, haisi imo nesuas aviv. If it was your mother who was actually married to your father, v'nises la'achiv me'aviv, and now she's married to your brother from your father, and your brother from your father has other wives as well, umeis, and your brother from your father dies without any children, zui imo she'ein poteres tzarasa. That's a case of your mother that will not pater the tzara, because because your mother never had any business marrying the brother who's now deceased, because it's an Isser Kares of Eshasav, so the Kiddushin was never Tovsin on an Isser Kares. So if a guy finds himself in a situation where his father's old wife now married his brother, and then the brother died without any children, he still has to do Yibum on the brother's other wives, because his mother is his father's wife, his mother was never really married to the brother in the first place, because that was an Isser Kares. Since she was not she was never really the Eshes Hameis, when that Rasha died, when that brother, the Rasha died, there is no Yibum with the son, and therefore she doesn't aser on her son any of the tzaros, because Kiddushin is not Tovsin b'chayavi krisus. So it turns out that only Leah is Nofel l'fnei Reuven for Yibum, and not the tzaros, she's not a tzaros erva. But you say Imo anusasaviv, but if if it was a case of imo anusas aviv, where it's not nisuas aviv, meaning a man was ma'anes a woman and it produced a child, and then v'nises la'achme aviv, and then she marries a brother, one of the other brothers from the father, umeis, and that brother dies without any sons, and now she's facing her own son for yibum, zui imo shapoteres sarasa. That's a case of a mother that does patur the tzara, because it was a legal marriage to the one that she got married to. She married her husband, she was never married to the father, her attacker's son she married. There's no iser of marrying the attacker's son or the attacker's son marrying her, and therefore when that brother dies, she is facing a case of yibum with her own son, and because of that she obviously is not going to do yibum with her own son, and she patters all the tzaros as well. And Levi says, even though there are only 15, the Mishnah started off by saying that there are only 15, there's a 16th, and we could add this one as well. So ask the Gemara on Levi, Levi damar di'i nami katani. According to Levi, that we're willing to put in cases in our Mishnah where people married bi'isr, listni acholit li'vimta v'chazer v'kitcha umeis blobanim. I got another case then. Why not talk about a case where someone did chalitza with the Yavama and then married her anyway? Normally, once you do chalitza with the Yavama, she's an isr lo sase. She's not an isr kares anymore. She's no longer Eishas Achiv. She's an isr lo sase. So he did chalitza with his Yavama and then he married her anyway. And then he died without any children. Demigo di'i asurat sarasanami asira. That since she's a asur, her tzara should also be asur because she's a lo sase. Samulei lefi she'ena b'tzaras tzara. You can never have a case of tzaras tzara in such a case. Meaning our Mishnah is only listing cases that can go on to be a case of tzaras tzara. You can only have a case of tzaras tzara when the erva was only asur to one of the brothers. But if she was asura to all of the brothers in the same way, then you would never have a case of tzaras tzara, because you would never have a case where they would be able to marry on the next level. So v'lei malei, says Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan should have responded to Reish Lakish, chayav ilavin hi, that this is not chayav ekrisos, this is chayav ilavin, v'chayav ilavin v'nei chalitza v'yibum ninhu. According to Rabbi Yochanan, not only by when you're cholitz, that it's not only by the cholitz does it take away the isser kares of HSH and turn it into an isser lav, even as far as the other brothers are concerned, it downgrades it to an isser lav, meaning the halacha is, your brother's wife is an isser kares. You're not allowed to marry your brother's wife. If it's makom yibum, so then you have a mitzvah to marry your brother's wife. You're facing a yibum situation. You could do yibum or you could do chalitza. Let's say you do chalitza. Now that you do chalitza, she's no longer connected to you, and she's therefore usher to you. But what level of isser is she to you? So she's no longer an isser kares to you, as if she was your brother's wife. She's now a lo sase to you. What about to all the rest of your brothers? Does she remain Eishas Achiv to all the rest of your brothers and remain an Isser Kares to all the rest of your brothers? So the Gemara is suggesting that Chayav Ilavin are B'nei Chalitza V'yibum Ninu, that she would also be only an Isser Lo Sase to all of the other brothers as well. And therefore you can have a case of Tzara Tzara, because if she keeps marrying B'Isser, as long as you're willing to talk about cases of D'I, where people are willing to marry B'Isser, she can keep her tzara can marry Be'isser, one of the other brothers, and that can keep happening. So how can you say that it's Eina B'tzara's tzara? So says the Gemara that Rabbi Yochanan L'dvarav Ka'amalei, he was responding to Reish Lakish on his own terms, and he's saying to him, L'didi, according to my opinion, that all the brothers are not Chayiv Kares on the Chalutza, so there's no question why the Mishnah doesn't pick this case, because Chayiv Elavin him, Chayiv Elavin B'nei Chalitzav Yibam Ninu, Chayiv Elavin are subject to Yibam and Chalitza. El Lididach, but according to you, Chayavi Krisus Ninhu, it's Chayavi Krisus. So we should have patted the Tzara from Chalitza and from Yibum. So you can't ask that the Mishnah should have mentioned it with the other Arayos, that patted Tzara Sayan, because if it's Chayavi Krisus, by definition, Lufi She'in with Tzara Tzara, then it's not going to be subject to a case of Tzara Tzara. So now, that period. That's the end of the discussion with Levi. So again, Levi wanted to suggest that there's a 16th of the Arayos. Rav said, In Lamach Bekod Kado, that there can can't be a 16th. We had three different explanations why there can't be a 16th. Then we said that Levi, in fact, did not accept any of those explanations. Levi did add a 16th, and the Gemara just followed up by saying, if you're going to add a 16th, you might as well add a 17th also. And we explained why we can't add that 17th case into the Mishnah, even according to Levi, that it's going to have to stop at 16 cases. So we have a lot of catching up to do, but Bezer Shem, this is a good stopping point. So we're going to pick up from there tomorrow, and eventually we'll see if we catch up. I won't say any Torah until, you know, any outside Torah until we catch up. Lina there. I'll pray for him, everybody.